The Land of Summer by Charlotte Bingham. Read by Kim Hicks. Love is not love which alters when it alteration finds. It is an ever-fixed mark that looks on tempests and is never shaken. Shakespeare, Sonnet 116. Chapter 1. Massachusetts, the 1880s. As always, Emmeline Nesbit found herself sitting all too demurely on the sidelines, pretending not to notice that everyone else was dancing. While next door in the smoking room, the man who was to be responsible for the sudden change in her fortunes picked up a fresh hand of cards and wondered whether now might be the time to allow his host to start to win back a proportion of the money he had lost. Normally such a thought would never enter the head of a card player as experienced as he. But tonight he was playing a different game, and there was good reason for feeling as he did. He was not seated at the card table just for pleasure, as he would be the first to admit, although there was a great deal of pleasure to be gained for a gentleman finding himself in such opulent surroundings. No, this well-bred, handsome Englishman was here on business, on purpose to try to secure the future of a firm based thousands of miles away back across the Atlantic. So far it had been good. All the carefully prearranged introductions had very soon led to invitations to meetings in New York and Chicago, and finally to this house, the principal residence of the Nesbit family in Massachusetts. The decision as to whether the Nesbit and Nesbit catalogue should carry the furniture, designs and materials of Aubrey and Aubrey Limited had not yet been taken, but he had the distinct feeling that the scales were tipping heavily in his favour.